Welcome back. Glad you're along. We are tomorrow looking at the 16th of March. When are the Ides? Well, our next guest will know. Jordan Maxwell is back with us now. Jordan is a walking treasury of information about symbols, symbology, the occult, which doesn't necessarily mean satanic, although more often than not there's an angle at least in there of that particular unpleasant seasoning, but it means hidden and secret. And I was trying a moment ago, and I've done this for many years because I've known Jordan for a long time, to figure out what it must be like to be Jordan Maxwell and to see things so clearly and to get the connections and to walk around and look around at people on the streets and elsewhere who do not and will not ever figure it out. They'll be born, they'll live, they'll die, as most people do, in utter oblivious ignorance about the machine that is running the show. With all of that said, let's welcome back Jordan Maxwell.
Well, hello there again, my friend Jeff.
How are you?
Well, okay, I think. One
good.
Day, but the next.
Yeah, all right. Well, isn't that the way it is for all of us? I mean,
yeah, I
this wonderful...
We're all in the same boat.
Yes, we are.
You know, I was thinking about what you said in, at the opening, and that is so true. It has been so very frustrating for me over the years. It's been 50-50. It has been a real tragedy in my life doing what I've been doing because it's cost me so much. But on the other hand, I have to say that it has been an extraordinary adventure and learning from people and experiences that I've had that just so many people that I tell them about my experiences and they just look at me with their eyes glassed over. They have no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
You know, I'll give you an example. Just not a few years ago, I was driving on a main street in Los Angeles, and I pull up at the light, and I'm in the slow lane at the light. There's a car next to me in the fast lane. We're waiting for the light to change. The light changes for us, and I hit the gas to take off quickly, and my transmission locked. And when it locked, I hit the steering wheel, bam, because my car just locked, and it would go nowhere.
Gee.
And as soon as I hit the steering wheel, a car shot through the intersection. It was going so fast, I don't even know. It was a small sports car, but it went through the intersection so fast that I couldn't even tell what it was.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me, and had my car not stopped, it would have hit me on the side going, I don't know, maybe 70 or 80 miles an hour or more. And the moment it passed me, my car released as if nothing had happened. And I pulled off the side of the road, and I was shaking. The guy on the other side saw the car coming and pulled off and asked me, did you see the car? I said, no, I have no idea what just happened. He said, you couldn't have seen the car because it's a sports model. I saw it coming, but you didn't. And he said, then I knew if you pull out, you're going to be hit. And my car locked up on me instantly. The car shot through the intersection, and my car released instantly.
Huh.
And I'm thinking, how is that possible? Unless there is a dynamic at work in the universe that we don't understand.
Well, you bet there is, and that's exactly what happened. Sure.
So the other thing that causes me to bring these things up is this whole idea about why are we even here? I mean, so many people are alive today.
Good question.
Yeah. I've often thought, you know, so many people are alive today because they were born. But, I mean, outside of that, they have no purpose except maybe to pay the taxes and raise the children and pay the house off and all of that.
Some people would say Jordan is sounding elitist, but not true. Because what he's saying is correct, and I've talked about people, and even you over the years, about maybe the mass of humanity doesn't have what we call a soul. Maybe they're soulless, or maybe their souls haven't hatched and grown. I don't know how to phrase it, but you're right. They're almost
They're just because they were born. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know. I
don't either.
You know,
somebody said something about them once. Wasn't it Henry Kissinger?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was talking about the military. He was talking about that one?
Them and also useless eaters.
Yeah. You know, that's what the government thinks. You know, sure. That's how the government treats the people, a bunch of useless eaters.
Yeah, and what Kissinger thinks of the military is enough to keep anybody with a brain out of the military, I would think.
Can you imagine reading that and having...
No.
Kissinger actually say that in his book, what he said about the American military.
No.
It's just appalling. So, anyway, I don't know. Also, in relation to that, living the concept of living with a purpose in your life, to accomplish or do something or to have a purpose for living, you will find that most people are living what they have been projected upon. And this is something that's very, very close to my heart, is this whole subject of projection. When people project on you what mm-hmm. you should think, what God you should worship,
mm-hmm.
how you should think, who you should vote for, and this happens in religion, especially in religions. If people go into a church or a particular religion, and they have to conform, it's because it's politically correct to conform to whatever the church group, whatever that group believes, and whatever it is that they see and understand, and that's what you have to believe and in order to stay a part of that church. Well, I have never bought into that. I've always felt that I have my own soul, my own life, my own mind. I will decide for myself what I will do and what I won't do and what I will believe and won't believe in. And I've always felt that this is something that all humans have the right to do. But unfortunately, in religion, politics is a little different. People are in there because they want to be. But in religion, they are led into something. And it seems to be right and good, and
they
get caught up in it.
Yeah, they're brainwashed.
And there's nothing you can do about it. People do not want to hear the truth.
See what happens here.
So anyway.
Yeah, I think I just couldn't hear anything but noise. What I was going to say was you're right about religion, because they're born and brought up in a... Jeez. Can you hear me, Jordan? Are you there?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, I keep this ISDN line keeps dropping out. We'll have to reconnect at the break. But you're brainwashed as a child, and the religion is laid over you like some kind of a shroud of hellfire and death.
Yep.
The rest of it. So.
Yep, you're right. And then, of course, all the adults and the older people, they look down on you, and you have to conform to to whatever they feel the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not me. I don't buy any of it. I'm thinking for myself. Incidentally, did you ever get a chance to see the video yet?
I tried to over the weekend, and it's going to be next weekend, but I'm going to.
Okay.
It's at the top of the list.
Okay. And
tell
then
them
we
about
can talk
the,
about it.
Tell them about the video, the DVD, please, because this is one of Jordan doesn't... He's not a bragging individual. When he says something is important, it's...
Well, that's what I wanted you to see. Yeah, and are you still there?
I think so.
Okay, because it pops in and out.
Yeah.
But I did a video based on some work that I've been doing since 1967. And I've just been building on that and researching it and studying it since 67. And in about 5 months ago, I decided to put together, because there's just so much on it. I you know, it's the kind of thing you'll never do it if you don't do it. Don't make up your mind to do something with it, because there's just so much more you could do. So I decided mm-hmm. to do a 90-minute, an hour, a 90-minute video called The New Day, Dawn of a New Day. It was based on my research of occult symbols that have been used by political organizations around the world,
mm-hmm.
primarily the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. And in this video, which is comparatively new, like 5 months it's been out, I talk in there about a symbol that is coming into use, that is going to be used more and more to watch for it. And the term, the symbol was the new dawn.
Yeah.
And that is exactly now what Obama has changed Operation Iraqi Freedom to Operation New Dawn, just like I said it would.
You got it again. And look at his logo and all the rest of it. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
The symbolism, and they're doing the same thing photographically with him as they did with Bush, taking pictures of him with halo lights around him. I mean, this is scary stuff. Back in a minute with Jordan, and while we're away, we're going to reconnect on our broadcast line and make sure we don't have any more dropouts. With Jordan. Okay, I think we got a better line now. All right, as you look around and the New Dawn, what did he call it exactly? The New Dawn? Operation New Dawn? Now I don't have Jordan. Okay, we'll assume that Jordan is being reconnected. Hopefully, anyway. If you get a chance, I should direct you while we're waiting for Jordan to go to his website and take a look around. And I'm not kidding. I must have a stack of 50 DVD documentaries that people have kindly, I very much appreciate them, sent me, but I just don't have time to do it. When you go to Jordan Maxwell's website, you will see a wealth of historical data that come right through to tomorrow. You there, Jordan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we're both having a good time tonight. I'm just sending everybody to your website and looking for the new DVD. As you scroll down the page, how far down do we go?
Well, let's see. Actually, I think it's at the very top of the two newest ones. At the very top of the homepage.
Okay.
And it's a special announcement.
I'll put that up for the
show tonight, too.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I did a video on Moses, the lawgiver. And a lot of people think they understand all about Moses, but they have no idea in the world where the word Moses comes from, what it meant, and all of the implications in the Old Testament about Moses that virtually nobody has ever seen. So I think it's about time somebody tells the world what's going on with this whole idea of Moses and the law.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially since the law today. Moses threw down the tablets of the law and broke them, so he was the first lawbreaker. This is where we get the idea of breaking the law. And... So I did a thing on Moses, and then this other one you're looking at is called The Hidden Dimension of World Affairs. That gets into all of the occult stuff going on behind the scenes between religion and government. It's a pretty dirty picture, but somebody's got to talk about it. But the one I'm getting ready to do is the one I wanted to tell you about. I'm working on one that I have been working on for about 10 years now. I've been saving up materials and getting pictures for it, and it's huge.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's going to be able to be under 2 hours on the chief cornerstone of Scripture, the symbol on the back of the dollar bill.
Uh-huh.
There's been all kinds of discussions about that symbol. I'm the one that started talking about that symbol back in 89 on my first video called The Basic Fly Presentation. And but there's a lot of material on that that people have no idea in the world where this symbol really comes from and how it's being used today by world governments and religions. So that's another one I'm working on now, and hopefully have it done pretty quick within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
But
anyway, back
yeah,
let me
go back
about.
To the dawn of a new day.
Yeah.
How is it that you came up with that phrase, and Obama, well, it wasn't him, but he was told to announce it as, what is the formal name of it again?
Well, it's called the Dawn of a New Day.
But I mean,
or,
Obama's military, Iraq.
Yeah, the New Dawn.
That's it.
It's called Project New Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why that was important to me, as I said, I first found out about it back in 1967. That's a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've been tracing that same term, the new dawn and dawn of a new day. I traced it through all through Nazism. Hitler himself used the term the new dawn and the dawn of a new day. Then the Soviets, of course, they made it, they put it in everyone's face because that was the interpretation of the Soviet National Coat of Arms,
mm-hmm.
was the dawn of a new day or the new dawn. But also it was used in religious organizations. The Catholic Church has used it. The Jews have used it. It's been used by all kinds of religious cults and secret societies throughout the millennia.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a laundry soap called New Dawn, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, not always is New Dawn bad, because there's a magazine. some friends of mine have a magazine down in Australia called New Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to write for that magazine. They've invited me to. I haven't gotten around to it, but they mm-hmm. have a sensational magazine. So not necessarily is the word always evil. I'm just showing how the word New Dawn has been used by secret societies and fraternal orders hiding behind world governments and what mm-hmm. that means. You know. So it's not always bad, but in this particular way I'm presenting it, you'll see what I mean.
I'll be looking at it this weekend. Jordan, do you buy into, and just let's take the Christian framework off of it as much as we can, do you buy into the idea of, they call him an antichrist, but a figure, an historical figure, who will come on the scene and ignite what we all sense is coming, and that's a very unpleasant conflict.
Yeah.
Do you buy into that there will be a figure? And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that, because, of course, Christian and their Armageddon apocalyptic visions always talk about the antichrist, but I'm wondering if there is going to be an historical figure who will be the igniter of what may be at least a serious interruption in the logical progression of societal evolution.
How's yeah, that? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay, very good. The amazing Jordan Maxwell is with us. Jordan is with us once a month, and do visit his website. He has some absolutely unprecedented materials there that will enlighten you more than you could ever imagine. We'll be right back. Okay, and back with Jordan. The stage, many would say, is set, Jordan, for, well, World War III or whatever you want to call it. They're shipping hundreds of bunker buster bombs and mega ordnance to Diego Garcia now, within airstrike range of the sovereign, independent, non-threatening nation of Iran. 80 million people thereabouts. There is talk of 10,000 targets that the Americans, of course, being directed by powers outside of Washington, D.C., are supposed to annihilate, reducing Iran, of course, to medieval status in some ways. So where does all this figure into your scheme of things?
It all sounds to me, because I've been looking at this subject for so long, and after a while you begin to see connections upon connections, and one day it finally dawns on you that all of this is being orchestrated from behind the scenes based on something very, very old and ancient, concepts and ideas about how to rule the world. And we know that that's the way politics works. You have to always have some kind of a major crisis. That the Democrats have got some major crises, or the Republicans or the Communists. There always has to be some kind of a major crisis. And usually it's better to have it blow up on a Friday so that the stock market can get ready for making money over the weekend, so that by Monday morning, everyone's frightened to death because they've heard on the television some terrible thing is going to happen. So by Monday morning, the stock market is ready to make a lot of money on this hype. So I, as far as I'm concerned, it's a put up job from day one. The whole this whole monstrosity is being orchestrated behind the scenes purposely, because the people who are doing it realize that the nations of the world, the people of this planet, generally speaking, couldn't care less. All they want to know is if they've got a job and if they're going to eat and watch basketball. And so they will go along to get along, and so you can lead the whole world by the nose. There will be a few people who will figure out what you're doing, but those people will be thrown into prison or shot or just turn up missing one day. But the general masses of the people will never figure out how this stuff is being played behind the scenes. But I think that's all it is. I don't see any real problems with the Earth. I see secret societies and fraternal orders and very powerful combines of political movements behind the scenes, manipulating the press, manipulating the news. It's an extraordinary, story of betrayal of the whole human race. But, you know, when you talk about anti-Christ, anti does not mean, in that case, in the actual word anti does not mean to be against. In our English language, anti refers to something which is against something. But that's not what it means in the old languages. Anti simply means in the place of. So an antichrist is not someone who's against Christ. An antichrist would be someone who wants to be Christ and in the place of Christ. But then you've got to look at the word Christ. And I've talked about that before. We have Christians talking about Christ all day long, and I've no idea in the world where the word Christ means. Well, if you don't know what Christ means and where it comes from, then the word antichrist is going to be even less important. So I think this whole idea of antichrist, the motion pictures that are coming out of Hollywood, the Dan Browns and people like Dan Brown, which I have no respect for at all, period. As far as I'm concerned, Dan Brown's on the bottom. He is probably one of the most reprehensible figures in my eyes out there, because Dan Brown simply stole that whole story of the Da Vinci Code and all of that stuff that he came up with. I see that as in my opinion, Dan Brown as a front for the same people who are manipulating the human race. They are also the people behind Dan Brown to make sure that he has plenty of publicity and the motion pictures will get the best stars, the best producers, and the biggest shot in Hollywood to make sure everybody sees Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. Why? Because there is a secret political agenda that's being worked out. And the people of the world will be entertained. They will go to the movies, see all the stuff about the Vatican, and never, ever realize that Dan Brown is nothing more than a front for very powerful secret societies which are at war with the Vatican. And, I could go into who they are, but I'm not going to tonight because I don't want to get myself in too much trouble. But I'm telling you, that's what Dan Brown represents to me. And those movies about Da Vinci Code, all of that stuff is propaganda coming out of England and America.
Tavistock stuff?
Say it again?
Tavistock stuff?
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, yeah.
So, I don't mean to offend anyone who believes it or likes it or anything else. It just never appealed to me, none of that. That whole Da Vinci Code, the Bible Code, it just doesn't interest me. There's just no innate interest inside my intellect for any of that. Maybe I'm missing a big show here. I don't know.
Well, I'm fascinated with it because I've lived with this subject for so many years. I'm fascinated with this whole, not necessarily the Da Vinci Code, but with the actual story that the Da Vinci Code was based on.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually based on and stolen from three guys in England named Bagent, Lee, and Lincoln, who wrote a book back in 1980 called Holy Blood, Holy Grail.
Sure,
now, there was a story. I mean, now, there is a very powerful story.
Right.
But that was never made into a movie. But then the secret societies in England and America, especially in England, are trying to promote their agenda for world government, made sure that Dan Brown used the basis of his movie, Holy Blood, Holy Grail, because there in that book, Holy Blood, Holy Grail, is a very profoundly important story. But Dan Brown didn't find it. He just ripped it off and is promoting it, you know, to use it as propaganda for a secret society whose object is to get the people prepared for a new world order in which Jesus will come back or the Messiah will come back. And all of this stuff is actually international Masonic conspiratorial apparatus at work around the world.
The dawn of a new day.
That's it.
Wow. Okay, thank you for that, Jordan. We'll be right back and continue our conversation with the Master in just a couple minutes. Glad you're along tonight. I can't urge you enough to go to Jordan's website and look at the incredible treasury of material there. And he's got more coming. Back in a minute. Okay, and back with Jordan. Jordan is with us once a month to share his incredible wisdom and vision. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, I guess I've said enough about Dan Brown. I mean, I think it's very sad that he would plagiarize, but I don't even think, you know, it would not shock me if we found out that Dan Brown didn't even write these books. It wouldn't shock me a bit, because I think what's really happening is that these secret societies, as I was saying, in Europe, not America, but in Europe, are putting together some kind of a propaganda mill to promote their political bias or their political revolutions that they're planning, and have to use some kind of a religious connection to their work, to their political work, to give it some kind of an authority, because it's based on the Bible. It must have something to do with Jesus. So
could be right.
You know, and so therefore we wouldn't want to argue about God and God's will. But if you think about it, Jesus is called God's Son. He is our risen Savior. And the whole of Christianity is based on the concept of the risen sun, and what do we have when the sun is risen if it isn't a new dawn? And so I'm saying that this whole superstructure of Western Christian civilization is the manufactured has been manufactured by European secret societies promoting what they call their version of Christianity, which is actually an Illuminati developed concept coming out of the ancient Roman Empire to manipulate the peoples of the world, starting in Europe and working out around the whole earth. And so that's why I'm calling into question this whole concept of what we today, not original Christianity and the original writings, but I'm talking about what we call today the church on the earth today.
Sure.
Is, in my opinion, nothing more than a political movement being manipulated, financed, and organized and directed behind the scenes so that millions of people are going to Christian churches, never realizing for a moment that their masters in Europe are manipulating the entire world into a world war, mm-hmm. into some kind of an occult agenda, which we
are
not... Well,
it's a ritual.
Yeah, it's a ritual. It's a exactly. It's a blood ritual.
Mm-hmm.
So, enough said about that.
What do you see, Jordan?
Say it again.
Is this going to be the year of the big bloodbath, 2010? Or
I know they have planned on one. I know that for sure. They are planning an enormous bloodbath around the world,
mm-hmm.
where ultimately Judeo-Christianity can be pitted against Islam and a world conflagration, some kind of a world catastrophe.
Right.
And then whatever is left, there will be a new order out of the chaos. Ordo ab chaos, order out of the chaos. And so I've known about this coming for a long time, but so have a lot of other people. But I've been talking about it for 48 years about this whole secret society behind world religions and world government. It's just now beginning to really show itself. And like I said, I was amazed myself when I saw
Obama coming out with
that New Dawn thing.
They're not even making any pretense of hiding much anymore. They don't.
No.
They have such arrogant disrespect, disregard. They find the masses repugnant. So much so that they don't even bother to try to hide the game anymore. They're just pushing it in their faces, and they know there's no pushback, so why bother to do anything else? They're having a field day.
You're right.
And it reminds me, you talk about plagiarism and obfuscation and all. Who writes Obama's speeches? And then you look at it, let's go up a step. Who writes many of these fascist, communist, tyrannical pieces of legislation that are introduced by these morons in Congress who couldn't write 10 paragraphs if they tried?
Yeah, you're right.
And it's coming from a central source.
That's right.
Of evil.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. There is a source that is writing the legislation, that is writing the plays and the movies for television and motion pictures. There is a concerted effort behind the scenes to lead the entire human race into some kind of a hidden new world agenda. And I'm just astounded at how easy the people mold themselves to the everyday unfolding. People just go along to get along, never suspecting. And if you even try and help them, they're going to think you're crazy.
Correct.
So, I'm at a loss for words. I try and do the best I can.
You are, Jordan.
At the beginning of the program, it's very, very frustrating.
Jordan Maxwell has literally created the careers of dozens and dozens of writers and lecturers and so-called authorities in a field that they have done no original research, very little. Jordan is the one who opened the door to all of this. And we live in an age, unfortunately, not only of non-accountability and lies and deceit, but of vulgar, overt, unbridled plagiarism. And I see it in talk radio all the time. There are many talk radio hosts who are past masters at taking other people's material and making it sound as if it is their own. Some will actually change the words and make it in their own words. Others are too lazy even to do that, and they'll pretty much quote things verbatim. Stealing the intellectual work of others. It's been around in writing for a long time, but now it's in the mass media, the electronic media. So Jordan's work is literally all over the world under different names, under different guises. But if you do take the time to get some of his materials and look at them, you'll say, oh, I saw such and such talking about that 5 or 10 years ago. That's where it came from. Jordan has been at this close to a half a century. And I don't mean to belabor the point. There are some brilliant folks out there doing good research. But none have been at it as long as Jordan, or who have the masterful insight at what is truly going on this planet. And what's going on here is not pretty. And they are so hateful and ugly. And Kissinger, in his book, the way he wrote about the military man and woman. Yeah, it's right there, folks. We are nothing to them. We are less than nothing to them.
Boy, is that the truth. It's astounding how much we will, let go. We just hear things like this and see what they said about us. And yet, now I've often wondered to myself many times, if military people around the world, U.S. military people around the world, and see what Henry Kissinger just said about them, what must these guys be thinking? They're out there putting their life on the line.
And gals too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, a lot of them are. Well, first of all, it's a mercenary army. It's not a draft. It's a mercenary army. They're going in for money. All right. They're getting paid. They're going to get benefits. That's one. But they actually believe, they buy into the brainwashing that they're going to make a difference somehow. They just don't get it. And those that do get it are either drummed out or fragged or otherwise driven into the shadows. And what I hear from people who are over in Iraq right now, which is encouraging, virtually the vast majority of them know it's a lie. It's a fraud. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. There's no money left. And they're over there doing the bidding of interests that are not American and could care less about humanity. They know it now. Those people who have been in the military for any length of time either know it or they're brain damaged. Now, I'm not being facetious.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Well, Jeff, what is the military for? What is the American military establishment for?
To kill.
I mean, what is the purpose by having an American military?
Yeah, to die.
It is to protect the republic, to protect our country. And
supposedly.
And I have been waiting all my life to see the last time I saw anything that come similar to that.
Right.
Was the Second World War, where my uncle and my family went into the war to protect the world from this madman Hitler and the fascists, the Nazis of Europe. That, as bad and as disgusting as all of it is, at least it appeared as though the military was protecting the great republic.
It appeared that was the case, but in reality, it was not the case. But that's true. That's the last time they could get away with that game.
Right,
good against evil, black against white, isn't it? No more.
That's it. But that's why. Today, where is the United States military when the great republic of the United States is being destroyed by our people being thrown into prison?
Our government has been taken over completely.
Oh, yeah, it's a coup d'etat.
It's been usurped.
No doubt about it.
That started with JFK, and it is so absolutely complete now that there is no way to rehabilitate this country through normal processes of balloting and all the rest of it.
And one thing I'd like to add quickly was that when I'm talking about the secret societies, I'm talking about the old ones in Europe. I'm not talking about the good Masons in America. I'm not talking about American Masons who are good people. I'm talking about the really dark secret societies of which Eyes Wide Shut, the movie, gave you an inkling of the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Right. Understood, Jordan, very clearly. Thank you, my friend. Great to talk to you. Stay well. Talk to you next month or sooner if you need airtime for anything. If something comes up, just let me know.
All right. And you go watch the video.
I will, sir, I promise.
Talk to you later, Doug.
Okay,
bye-bye.
There's only one Jordan Maxwell. He's amazing. We'll be back with you in 21 hours. See you tomorrow night.